And this morning I've got something to share with you.
It's,
there are lots of scriptures we're going to look at. See, one of the things that happens when you become a Christian is you realize you didn't actually know so much about God. And when you meet someone new, it's important to get to know them better. And so we come with this idea that God is great, and we worship Him, but we bring our baggage, our junk from our past. Which includes wrong thinking about what it means to worship. And so last week I spoke about worship. And how glorious God is, and how we respond sometimes by singing, but we want to worship in spirit and truth. Which also includes all of us, not just our voices. And so we present our bodies as a living sacrifice. And how what we do with our bodies, we do to honor God. But it goes beyond that. And this morning I want to speak about how we worship God with a kind of obedience. Where we do the kind of things God wants us to do. See, Jesus said He glorified the Father by doing what He was supposed to do. And we can begin to glorify God more. The more we know about Him. What is He like? What doesn't He like? And then we start doing the things He likes. And we start hating the things He hates. But we have to grow up into that. We start out thinking, God just wants worship the way we interpreted worship. And all our ancestors, yours and mine, used to be superstitious people. They used to do little rituals and little sacrifices. And they used to worship in some way or other. And we come to meet God and think that's all He wants. I sang on Sunday. I gave my offering. I came to the temple. And I faced the front. This isn't the temple. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And when you go out from here, there's a kind of worship that God wants. And it's a worship of a life that obeys Him. And so Paul tells us in Ephesians that God had planned good works for us to do. But we don't always know what are those things. And so I'm going to show you one aspect today of God's heart for righteousness and justice.
Wele fun andemanta wan famarinana famarinan.
See, when Jesus says he comes at the end of the age,
Uzis de sosore vatungi samne andfarana amni fefaran fiainana retra retra.
He told a story about sheep and goats.
Ten tataran tataran kaske nyuns nyus.
And he said, I'm going to separate the sheep from the goats.
De uzis we usara nyuns nyus.
And then to the sheep.
De am leund ya.
He says, when I was thirsty, you fed me.
Uzis etam sanangeta yeta ten meno
ustrukwa. Gave me something to drink.
Meno savata ustrukwa.
When I was naked, you gave me clothes.
Tam sa kun tanza kan meno fitafin.
When I was in prison, you visited me.
Tam sa tane punza na mangia yeno.
And the people say, but when, Lord? When did we do this?
See,
they didn't even know that they'd been doing the good works that God had called them to do. And some of us sitting here, we don't know what God wants from us. You can't sing, so you can't be in the choir. You like me, you can't play a musical instrument. And maybe even if you could, all the places are filled. You think, what am I supposed to do for you, God? And God actually tells us that everyone is supposed to bring this life that starts to take note of others. The society around you. How the world works. And how you should do good in this world. And at the root of it is the question of what God Himself is like, and therefore what he likes and doesn't like. And so I've got lots of scriptures for us to look at. You can bring up the first slide. It's Psalm 89, verse
14.
It tells us that righteousness and justice is the foundation of God's throne. Righteousness and justice are foundational. If you are building on the right foundation, then you have to have a concern about righteousness and justice. What is right? What is just? What is fair? And so many of us start out selfish. But God says, actually, all around you, there's things happening. And you should be concerned. You should now start to take sides. You can't remain neutral. You have to put yourself in God's camp or put yourself in the world's camp. So remember what I said, I'm extending your idea of what it means to worship. How do you worship God? By a life that's obedient to do good And the awesome thing is that none of this is about earning your salvation.
Aran zavatra mahafinaritra be ao anatin'ilay izy dia hoe izany rehetrarehetra izany akory tsy hoe ataonao mba hazahoanao an'ilay famonjena.
It's our good works cannot save us.
Ny asa tsara ataontsika tsy mahavonjy antsika mihitsy io.
Yes. God has called us to do good works. So let's look at another passage to start to adjust our view. We'll read from Isaiah 58. All the way from verse 2 to verse 10.
Manomboka amin'ny andininy faharoa ka hatramin'ny fahafolo.
Can read it.
Nefa izao mbola tadiaviny ihany isan'andro isan'andro ary ny ahalalan'ny lalako ny sitrany tahaka ny firenena efa nanao ny marina ka tsy nahafoy ny fitsipikaandriamanina no fanontaniany amiko ny fitsipiky ny fahamarinana sy aniriny ny fiavian'andriamanitra. Nahoana izahay no mitady hoy izy nefa tsy hitanao? Ary nahoana izahay no mampahory ny tenanay nefa tsy ahoanao? Indro fa amin'ny andro fitadiavanareo aza dia mbola nitianareo ihany no ataonareo ary ny mpiasa rehetra ao aminareo dia ampahorianareo ary mbola arosonareo fatratra ihany ny asanareo. Indro ny iady sy ny ifanditra no ataony no antony fadinareo ary ny amely amin'ny tontoondry ny faharatsiana. Izao fifadiana izao dia tsy andrenesana ny feonareo any amin'ny avo. Mofo fifadiana toy izany va no ankasitrahako dia andro fampahorian'ny olona tena ny ampiondrika ny lohany tahaka ny zozoro sy amelatra ny lamba fisaonana rarahandavenona no ofandriny. Moa izany va no ataonareo hoe fifadiana sy andro ankasitrahan'i Jehovah? Tsy izao va ny fifadiana izay ankasitrahako dia ny ama ny famatoran'ny faharatsiana sy anamboraka ny fehin'ny zioka sy andefa ny ampahoriana ho afaka ary anapatapaka ny zioka rehetra? Moa tsy ny zaran'ny mofona hoaninaona va sy ny ampiantranony oro manjenjena ary mba anafinao izay hitanao mitanjaka ka tsy hirimbelona amin'ny namanao ianao? Fa raha izany dia hiposaka tahaka ny fahazavany maraina ny fahazavanao ary ho tonga faingana ny fahazitrananao sy ny fahamarinanao ho loha lalanao ary ny voninahitr'i Jehovah ho vody lalanao. Ary amin'izany dia hiantso ianao ary Jehovah maly, eny, anandratra ny feonao ianao ary izy anao hoe inty aho? Raha esorinao tsy ho eo aminao ny zioka sy ny fanondron'ny fanondro sy ny fitenenan-dratsy ary afoinao hoaninaona izay anina tianao ka mahavoky ny ory ianao dia hiposaka ho amin'ny maizina ny fahazavanao ary ny aizipito ho tahaka ny mitatao vonana.
So, what can we conclude? What do you realize when you read this text? God isn't fooled by pious acts of religion.
Or
let's say this. There's more ways to be spiritual than just worshiping on a Sunday.
Miss the fumba be da bea afatika uarapana fatslewe fideran amniandro laad futsnian.
Because the people said we've fasted.
Satile ulantenwe nfadian zai.
Saying, look how spiritual we are.
Dem tena terefa arapana be zai.
We didn't even eat food.
Zai aratsin sakaf.
We lay on the ground.
Tena turtam tan zai.
For a day. In the dust and the ashes. And God says to them, you expect me to take notice of that?
While
you don't look after the people around you. In fact, you fast. And then you get grumpy and so you end up fighting with each other. And you've just humbled yourself for a day. And it ended badly. With quarreling and fighting. Because it's all an act. If you don't care about people around you. And so God says, this is true fasting. And then he starts talking about issues of justice. Standing against oppression. Carrying a concern for the people who are suffering. Some parts of the church make this their major emphasis. Social work and good deeds. But we need both.
Neva Milanese anakrutik.
We need a people who are interested in the gospel.
Miltsika ulla lina ny amfilazantsara.
Who worship and speak in tongues and worry about the things of the spirit.
Arm deram tenem ftenspatatra malinazan zavatrapana.
But we don't need those people to become so preoccupied with their experience of God that they forget about everybody else in the world. The sad part is some parts of the church make social work their only goal and they don't care about whether people are born again or not. And other parts of the church make their personal experience with God the goal. And they just want signs and wonders and spiritual experiences. And but they don't care about the condition of their society. And I think we need to have both. We need to have a passion for God. A faith for the supernatural. And a very practical concern for society. It's very important you understand this. Because too many of us err on the side of being selfish. We don't really ask God, what does he think about the world we live in? We just say, oh yeah, God loves Madagascar. God loves Madagascar. He loves Antananarivo. You're the God of the city. And we have all these good feelings about ourselves. But we haven't really looked to see what grieves the heart of God around us. What does he hate? And what should we therefore hate too? So, it's obvious from this text that to be more spiritual, we actually have to have a physical, practical concern for the world around us. Long prayers and fasting are useless in themselves if we don't have love in our hearts. 1 Corinthians 13 says that kind of thing to us. It says, I can speak in the tongues of men and angels and have understand prophetic mysteries. But if I have not love, I'm nothing. It's worthless. So God's not fooled by pretenses of religion. Let's go on to another text. And actually see a bit more about how God feels. It was my prayer that Scripture would speak to you this morning. That you would see for yourself in God's Word how He feels. So let's look at Amos chapter 5. From verse 12 to 24.
Manomboka amin'ny andininy faharoambinifolo ka hatramin'ny fahefatra amby roapolo. Fa fantatro fa be ny elokareo ary fatratra amin'ny fahotanareo. Mampahoro ny marina sy mandray kolikoly ianareo ary mamadika ny malahelo eo am-bavahady. Koa izay manatsaina dia angina amin'izao andro izao fa andro mampahoro izao. Ny tsara no tadiavo fa aza ny ratsy mba ho velona ianareo ka dia omba anareo Jehovah Andriamanitry ny maro arak'izay efa nolazainareo. Ankahalao ny ratsy ka tiavo ny tsara ary aoreno eo ampitsarana ny rariny. Angamba Jehovah Andriamanitry ny maro amindra fo amin'izay sisa amin'ny Josefa. Koa izao no lazain' Jehovah Tompo Andriamanitry ny maro, eny ankalalahana rehetra dia isy fisaonana ary eny an-dalambe rehetra dia isy anao hoe indrisy, indrisy ary antso ny mpiasa tany hitomany izy ary izay mahay hira fisaonana dia antsoiny anao ary any amin'ny tany voaloboka rehetra dia isy fisaonana fa andeha malaky eo aminareo. Andeha maky eo aminareo aho ho Jehovah. Lozan' izay maniry ny andron'i Jehovah. Ataonareo inona moa ny andron'i Jehovah? Dia aizina fa tsy fahazavana. Tahaka ny olona mandositra ny liona ka sendra ny bera. Ary rehefa tafiditra ao an-trano ka mitehin-tanana amin'ny rindrina dia kekerin'ny menarany. Moa tsy aizina va ny andron'i Jehovah? Fa tsy fahazavana, tsy aizipito tsy misy mangirana akory va izany? Alako, eny, laviko ny andro firavoravonareo ary tsy hohanitra ankasitrahana amiko ny fivorianareo masina. Na dia aterinareo fanatitra dorana sy fanatitra hohanina izaho, dia tsy sitrako izany. Ny zanak'omby mifahy aterinareo ho fanatim-pihavanana dia tsy ho jereko akory. Atsaro ny finaonaonan'ny hiranareo fa maharenay fa tsy hiain'ny fanenon'ny lokanganareo aho ary aoka ny fitsarana analonalona toy ny rano ary ny fahamarinana toy ny renirano tsy mety ritra.
Wow, that's strong stuff, eh?
I mean,
what's happened in Israel is not that different from what's happened in Madagascar. They tolerated corruption.
faharatsinana ny kolikoly.
They allowed injustice to come into the justice system, into the courts.
Avelany zareo le tsy fahamarinana hiditra any amin'le sistema fa tokony izy ny fahamarinana dia ny fitsarana.
People could bribe a judge.
Ny olona afaka manome kolikoly ny mpitsara.
Or bribe the policeman.
Na manome kolikoly ny polisy.
Does it sound familiar? I'm horrified when I hear some of the stories about the system here. And we can't say, oh well, it's just the way it is. That's just life. No, it's not. It's abominable to God. Because righteousness and justice is the foundation of his throne. And when you look at the system, and then you start to work within it, so then you pay someone a bribe, or you look for an opportunity to gain when you didn't actually do anything to deserve to gain. And you start to operate with any of those dishonest scales. You are tolerating wickedness. And God says, when you get like that, and you live within that system and you cooperate with it, He says, don't bother coming with your sacrifices. Look at those words from verse 21. What does verse 21 say?
I
hate your religious feasts. I can't stand your gatherings, your assemblies. And verse 22. Even though you bring me burnt offerings and I won't accept them. Choice fellowship offerings, I'll have no regard for them. Away with the noise of your songs. Can you imagine? Like today, we just finished singing. And imagine God comes, and instead of saying, thank you very much, that was lovely, he says, shut up. Attend to the things that really matter. A few songs on a Sunday doesn't fix anything. If you don't hate injustice and live for righteousness, and so he concludes, let justice roll on like a river and righteousness like a never-failing stream. So this week, you go out and you face a world that's corrupt. But you don't participate in it. And when you have the opportunity to get a shortcut, if you pay a bribe, you refuse to do that. Or when someone comes to you and says, it's easy,
De raha misy olona mitenana, ah, mora le izy ka.
We can just do this.
Ti fotsiny ny ataontsika.
But you know what they're doing is crooked.
Nefa fantatrao le zavatra ataony a, de zavatra ratsy a.
It's tricky or deceptive.
Fitaka na mety hoe zavatra misy fandrika ao anatiny.
No, I can't do that.
De hozy izy ianao tsy afaka manao an'izay a.
You see, it's because of all the tolerating of all that stuff that a nation sits in a position of oppression.
Itanareo nono tane fanekena sy fitsifirarahina ny zavatra tahaka an'izany mampatonga ny firenena amin'ny vesatra mahazo azy io.
God says he comes by.
Hozy izy Andriamanitra hoe andalo a.
And the farmers will be weeping.
De hozy izy hoe le mpamboly a
itomany. What does he mean?
Inona ny tiany ho tenenina
izany? I'm not going to bless you with blessing and fruitfulness and economic wealth.
Tsy hitay anareo a amin'ny fitahiana hoe vokatra sy ny lafi ny ara ekonomika iroborobo a.
When you tolerate lying, dishonest scales.
Raha ohatra ka ianao koa manaika lainga sy mizana tsy marina.
The oppression of the weak.
Ny famesarana an'ireo malemy.
Judges that take bribes.
Ny mpitsara izay mandray kolikoly.
God will not endorse that ever.
Andriamanitra tsy anaiky an'izany na oviana na oviana.
Now we can't change everything.
Itsika tsy afaka ny hoe ahova ny zavatra rehetra rehetra.
And in fact you won't answer to God for all of that.
Ary ny tena izy tsy ianao akory ny hoe tsy maintsy mamaly eo anatrehan'Andriamanitra ny amin'izany zavatra rehetra rehetra izany.
But you will answer to God for your attitude to all of that.
Fa ianao kosa nefa amaly an'Andriamanitra ny amin'ny toetra anao na ny fihetsika eo manoloana an'izany zavatra rehetra izany.
So if you think it's okay,
mety mieritreritra na tsy maninona izany.
Wake up.
Mifoaza.
God does not think it's okay.
Andriamanitra tsy miteny an'izany mihitsy hoe tsy maninona izany.
We're learning about what he values.
Itsika mianatra hoe inona ny zavatra omen'Andriamanitra lanja.
And then we must value the things he values.
De le zavatra omen'Andriamanitra lanja koa mba omentsika lanja.
So the last passage of scripture.
De le andala tsoratra masina farany a.
Is Micah chapter 6.
De Mika toko fahaenina.
And we look at verse 6 to 8.
De hojerevantsika manomboka amin'ny andininy fahaenina ka hatramin'ny fahavalo.
And then some more scary verses.
De avy eo a andala tsoratra ratra masina mampatahotra vitsivitsy indray. Inona no hoentiko manantona an'i Jehovah sy miondrika eo anatrehan'Andriamanitra izay any amin'ny avo? Anantona azy mitondra fanatitra dorana sy ombilahy kely iray taona va? Ho sitraka Jehovah va ny ondrilahy arivorivo na renirano diloilo iray alina? Anolotra ny lahy matohako noho ny fahadisoako va? Na ny ateraky ny kiboko noho ny fahotan'ny fanahiko? Ry olombelona, efa naseho anao izay tsara sy izay ilain'i Jehovah aminao, dia izao ihany ny anao ny marina sy ho tia famindram-po ary ny anaraka an'Andriamanitra ao amin'ny fanetretena.
See, verse 8 actually tells you the answer to the question, what does God want from you?
Itanareo le andininy fahavalo raha nitena izy dia mamaly amin'le fanontaniana hoe inona moa ny zavatra takian'Andriamanitra aminao?
And he says he wants you to act justly and to love mercy.
Dia hozy izy hoe tiana ianao a anao ny marina sy ho tia famindram-po.
To walk humbly with your God.
Ary andeha mahitsy a na hoe ampanetretena manaraka an'Andriamanitra ao.
So God says I'm going this way.
De hozy izy Andriamanitra hoe aty ny anany lalako.
In the way of righteousness and justice.
Aty amin'ny lalan'ny fahamarinana sy ny rariny a.
And so you say I'm going to walk with you God.
De ianao izany miteny hoe izay ary andeha aminao Andriamanitra.
Which means I'm going to act justly.
De nidika an'izay hoe ianao anao hetsika araka ny rariny sy marina koa.
And I'm going to love being kind, love mercy. Not looking for a way to take advantage. Not bending the truth. Not taking a shortcut. But being kind and just. So let's look at the last verses from 9 to 16.
Verse 9. Manaitra ny tanàna ny feon'i Jehovah ary mahita ny anaranao ny endry. Enoinareo ny tsorakazo izay nanendry azy. Mbola misy rakitry ny faharatsiana ihany va ao an-tranon'ny ratsy fanahy sy ny famarana ny tsy ampy sy ny famarana tsy ampy izay voahozina? Mety madio va aho raha manana mizana mandainga sy kitapo misy vato tsy marina? Fa feno loza ny mpanankarenany, mandainga miponina ao aminy, ary ny lelany dia fitaka eo ambavany. Izaho kosa dia hikapoka maharary anao amin'ny fandringanako anao noho ny elokao. Ianao hihinana nefa tsy ho voky, fa mbola ho ao anatinao ihany ny fahanoananao. Ampiriny ianao nefa tsy ahavonjy, ary izay voavonjinao aza dia atolotro ho an'ny sabatra. Ianao mamafy nefa tsy hijinja. Ianao anosiosy oliva nefa tsy hiosotra diloilo. Ary anosiosy ranomboaloboka nefa tsy hisotro divay. Fa fatra-pitandrina ny lalàny Omeri sy ny asan'ny taranaky Ahaba rehetra ianareo, sady manaraka ny fisainany mba anolorako anao ho figagana ary ny mponina any ho zavatra mampisitrisitra ka dia hitondra ny latsan'ny oloko ianareo.
We can't afford to ignore these words.
Tsy afaka ny hoe tsika hoe moditsika tsito izany teny rehetra izany.
We can't afford to ignore the condition of our society around us.
Ary tsy afaka ihany koa isika anao moditsy hita ny zava-misy eo amin'ny fiarahamonina manodidina antsika.
You may sit there and feel powerless.
Mety mipetraka eo ianao dia mieritreritra za tsy manan-kery.
But you're not powerless over your own life.
Fa ianao anefa dia tsy izany hoe tsy manan-kery izany eo amin'ny fiainanao manokana.
You can act justly this week.
Amin'ity herinandro ity ianao afaka manao hetsika ara-drarina.
You can do what's right.
Afaka manao izay marina ianao.
You can care for others.
Afaka miahy ny hafa ianao.
You can sow in love. Outwardly, you can be generous.
Afaka mamatsy afaka mamafy ampitiavana ianao ampahalalahan-tanana.
And we can do more than that.
Afaka manao mihoatra noho izany azontsika.
We can be like the prophet.
Afaka no tahaka an'ilay mpaminany tsika.
When God started to speak to him,
rehefa nanomboka ny teny taminy Andriamanitra,
he said, "Woe is me."
Dia hozy izy hoe lozako.
I'm a man of unclean lips.
Fa ola tsy madio molotra.
Among an unclean people.
Eo anivon'ny olona tsy madio koa.
And then God came and he touched his lips with a coal.
Dia tonga Andriamanitra dia nikasika molony tamin'ilay vainafo.
But that recognition, God, we're in trouble.
Fa izay fahatsapanao izay hoe Andriamanitra aizay hidiran-doza.
We collectively, our society is in trouble.
Itsika miaraka ny fiarahamonina misy antsika dia hidiran-doza.
We can respond by saying, "God, help us."
Afaka mamalitsika amin'ny fitenenana hoe Andriamanitra ampio izay.
That's one of the reasons why we get together this afternoon.
Ary izay ihany koa anisan'ny antony anankiray hiarahantsika amin'ity tolakandro androany ity.
We're not getting together just to pray, "Bless me, God."
Tsy hoe akory hiaraka antsika mba hivavaka hoe taio Andriamanitra.
We get together to say, "God, we're in a nation that needs you."
Fa hiaraka tsika dia hiteny hoe Andriamanitra eto amin'ny firenena izay mila anao izay.
And we pray for our city.
Ary mivavaka ho an'ny tanànantsikitsika.
We pray for our leaders.
Hivavaka ho an'ny mpitarika antsika.
We pray for justice.
Hivavaka ho an'ny rariny sy ny fahamarinana. Sy ny rariny sy fahamarinana.
To come in.
Mba hiditra.
To come and displace the wickedness.
Mba hitonga akatoerana an'olo toerana an'le faharatsiana.
Worshipping God isn't a religious show.
Lewe fiankofana na fiderana n'Andriamanitra dia tsy fombafomba ara-pivavahana atao fotsiny.
It's not just what we say with our lips.
Tsy izay hoe tenenintsika amin'ny vavatsika.
It's what we value in our hearts.
Fa izay zavatra omentsika lanja ao anatin'ny fotsika ao.
This has been a serious message this morning.
Ary tena ohatrany hoe afatra yentitra le afatra androany maraina
because I want God to raise our level of concern
fa satria tiako andriamanitra anangana ny fomba fijerintsika
that we start to pray and take a stand and act against the injustices in our society
mba hoe anombokitsika hivavaka ary joro anao hetsika manoloana ny tsy fahamarinana manodidina antsika
and it starts by you saying I will hate what God hates.
Ary zany de manomboka amin'ny fitenenanao hoe enao no miteny hoalako ny zavatra halan'Andriamanitra.
Love what he loves.
Itia ny zavatra tiaviny.
And take no part in the wickedness of others.
Ary tsy andray anjara mihitsy any amin'izay mety hoe faharatsiana.
Let's pray.
Ndao tsika hivavaka.
Heavenly Father, thank you for your sacrifice that you sent Jesus to die for us.
Riandriamanitra raha io misotra no nisorina fanatitra nataonao tamin'ny nanomezanao an'i Jesosy Kristy ho faty ho anay mba hisolo anay.
Thank you that you give us grace.
Misotra fa nanome fahasoavana ho anay ianao.
Your word says where sin abounds there grace much more abounds.
Ny tenao miteny hoe any amin'izay mety hoe fahotana be dia be dia ny fahasoavanao mbola lehibe lavitra noho izany ihany koa.
So we pray God may your grace abound to us.
Dia tena hoe mivavaka izay Andriamanitra tena hitobaka be dia be eo aminay tokoa ny fahasoavanao.
And help us to stand with integrity.
De ampio izay hijoro ampahamarinana.
To act justly.
And anao hetsika araka ny rariny.
To live a good life.
Iaina fiainana tsara.
With concern for others.
Miaraka amin'ny fieritreretana momba ny hafa.
And a voice that speaks against the corruption of the world around us.
Ary teny izay teny anohitra ny faharatsiana manodidina anay.
Today help us to take sides.
Androany izay ampio mba isafidy hoe aiza ny ilany isanay.
Move us from the comfortable middle to the side where you stand.
Afindrao izay hiala avy eo amin'ny fahazoanay ihany eo ampovoany eo mba hifindra mankany amin'ny ilany izay misy anao.
Even if it's less popular.
Eny fa na dia ohatrany hoe tsy dia malaza loatra azy izany.
Even if it means we suffer.
Eny fa na dia midika azy izany hoe angiry firy izahay.
We want to stand with you, God.
Te hijoro hiaraka aminao izay Andriamanitro.
In Jesus' name.
Amin'ny anaran'i Jesosy.
Amen.
Amen.